The wheat is tied up into a
bundle.
The bundles or sheaves, this is talking about corn, are piled up into a blank.
Into a, wait a minute now, I know that. A pile in the, you make a corn, hold on, have mercy. I've seen it 1,000 times. You have it in the middle of the field and you pile your hay, a haystack.
A haystack? What's another word for it? What about shock? Have you ever
heard? Yeah, shock.
And you say we have many something of wheat or corn.
Many shocks of wheat or corn, or many...
What's another word? When they are measured out.
Many bundles, many...
Bundles? What's another word?
Bushels
of corn, Excuse me just a second.
Turn two, dear.
Yeah. All right. What do you do to oats to separate them from the grain?
Thresh them.
Thresh. If you and another person have a job, and when you told him about it, you'd say, how would you say, you and I have a job, or we have a job, or how would you say to me, well, I want to tell you about this job.
I want to tell you about this job that we have.
That we have, all right. If you are not speaking, directly to me, but just about me, you would say the job is for...
Me alone?
All right. Me alone, or you're talking about the two of us. How would you say that?
The job is for the two of us, Carol and I.
All right. And would you say that any other way?
No.
Okay. All right. If some friends of yours and you come up to see me, you say blank and blank are coming over to see you.
Uh-huh.
How would you say that?
Well, I say...
Let's just make it one person. A man and you are coming over to see me.
My friend and I, my husband and I, my son and I will be over to see you.
Would you say it another way? He and I.
He and I. Mm-hmm.
If you knock at the door and they say, who's there? They know your voice, and so you say, it's
John or my husband or my sister.
No, I'm talking about you now.
Oh.
If I were to knock at your door and you know that I'm there and I say, and you say,
come in.
All right, but no, I'm talking about you. You'd say, I'd say, Miss Ruby, are you in there? You
I said, oh, yes, I'm here, all right.
I'm
here, dear.
And you would say,
please come in.
It's, how would you respond?
I'd say, oh, it's Carol, do come in.
Okay. If we're sitting here expecting some man who knocks at the door, you say, oh, it's only?
Only my nephew. We won't pay him any mind.
Okay. What about another word for, nephew or man? It's only he.
It's only he.
If it is a woman, you would say, what about the woman?
Well, that's my niece, and she won't come in anyway.
All right. If it's two people, how would you describe them?
Two of my nieces.
Okay. How would you describe, comparing how tall you are with, say, comparing how tall I am? I'm taller than you are, so how would you describe that? How would you tell about that?
Well, I would say that I'm 5'2½ or 4 or something like that, and I think Carol would be a bit 5½, about 6.
Right,
is that what you mean?
That's right. All right. Now, what would you say though that I am
taller than I?
All right. Comparing how tall you are again, you would say that you are not so...
I'm not so tall.
All right.
Not as tall as Carol.
Okay. Comparing how well you can do something, you say he can do it better than...
And I.
Okay. If a man had been running for 2 miles and then stopped, you'd say the 2 miles is blank he could go.
As far as he could go.
Okay. If something belongs to me, you say it's...